I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, well, baseball isn't boring in large part because of the guys who are on right now. Joey Votto, Garrett Whitlock. Joey Votto, obviously, of the Reds. Garrett Whitlock of the Red Sox. Guys, thanks so much for joining. Thanks so much for basically making baseball not boring. Like, you guys have gone a long way to making baseball not boring. Thank you for that. So, welcome. Joey, first, welcome.
Imagine if, like, you compliment us like that, and we just sit here in silence. Wouldn't that be ironic?
Well, you're soaking it in. I can see you're soaking it in, right?
We're saving our energy to make baseball not boring, but this podcast exceptionally boring.
Well, you know, baseball isn't boring, but podcasts, sometimes. Garrett, how you doing? All right.
I'm doing good. Yeah, I just didn't want to talk because, I mean, you got Joey Votto. Why would you want to hear me speak? I mean, you got a legend right there.
Actually, wow. You've got Magnus Carlsen.
Yeah.
I love that, by the way.
So, you know, I just want to, you know, you guys are excellent. Congratulations on being excellent in baseball. Congratulations. But also, you have distinguished yourself in various ways of being excellent at another important game, and that's the game of chess. And I just want to read. Something to you real quick. Oh, there you go. I want to read something to you really quick from the book, "A Damn Near Perfect Game" by Rob Bradford and Joe Kelly. Okay. So it says, and this is Joe talking. If you're patient enough, you can see that baseball is a combination of chess, ballet, a classroom, and cannon fire. Would you agree with that? Joey first.
You could say that combination is – you could say that about a lot of things in life. That combination. You could say podcasting is that combination. I mean, wow, what an eclectic group of –
Well,
activities.
Well, the idea, Joey, the idea is, I guess, in simplistic form, and this is why we're going to get into chess, because I do find the correlation is fascinating, is that we have to take a step back. We have to wait it out. We have to take 2 seconds to understand the strategy. And then with baseball, it's boom, there's a home run. Boom, there's a strikeout. That's what's great. And I don't know in chess if there's that sort of moment where you tip your king or whatever it is. So I don't know. But you know what I'm saying, Joey? You know what I'm saying? Just play along with me a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Let's tip in my king is what I hate to do. So baseball can be, I think, for a lot of guys in the league, baseball isn't like chess. It's very, very much like checkers. It's very simple. And it's almost best for them if it's simple. And I think at times I can speak for myself. I love when baseball is simple, like checkers. We as athletes try to create habits, that we can apply in real time in competition, almost like an on-off switch. I make this move, you know, when I'm presenting this switch situation, and I do nothing in this situation. So to me, I don't liken being an actual athlete like chess. And I think the best guys in our sport treat it a lot more like checkers. But as far as a fan or a manager or somebody backing up, of course it's complicated. Of course there's nuance to it. And there are mind games and some similarities to chess. But I think the very best in our sport don't make it like chess. And I think the best in chess don't make it like chess. Very simple patterns. It's just natural movement in real time. It's not complicated. Pieces belong in a certain place. That's just my opinion.
Well, it's a good way to look at it, because I look at, you know, it's like a quarterback in football. They talk when the game slows down. When the game slows down, like Garrett, like when you came up as a rookie, the game probably slowed down at some point. Same thing, Joey, when you came up. And I would imagine when you're in front of a chessboard, to your point, Joey, that the game there, as the more you play, the game slows down. Like, you don't get caught up in who's across from you. You just get caught. You just say, okay, I've much like a baseball player handling a pitcher. You know, I'm not going to chase the high fastball 50 times like I did when I was a rookie, because the game is slowed down. Is this a terrible analogy, Garrett? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can understand what you're saying. I can really appreciate what Joey's saying, though. Also, just like, you know, just the best in the game make it look, you know, so daggum easy, and it is just so easy for them. You know, I can't speak to that, because, like, for me, like, I like it's extremely hard for me. So I can definitely understand that analogy. And you know, at some point, you just kind of have to slow down, take a breath, and do the basics of things to just say, you know what, at the end of the day, it's not about who I'm facing. It's not about, you know, what's going on around me. It's about how well can I execute whatever is going on right now. And that's, you know, at the end of the day, kind of what it comes down to.
I think that's what I was alluding to, Garrett, with it being simple. Now, the best in the game, more complicated, using, again, the chess analogy. I didn't realize I was signing up for a chess discussion here. But
sorry. I apologize.
Really complicated sort of positions, they'll say the very best are able to simplify those and see where the pieces need to go. And I think very complicated positions, you know, when Verlander's pitching, when Trout's hitting, things are so much more simple. Everything's an option. And I think all of us can make things simple inside of our strengths, I think. You know, maybe not everything's an option. But we do figure out a way to keep it simple and still be, just be the best version of ourselves.
Well, first of all, I apologize if you don't want to talk about chess. I think it's great enough.
I don't know. I'm not good at all. I just have fun with it, and it's a nice diversion for me, and it's very social. And I post on Instagram because I like being lighthearted on there, and I like to connect with people, and I like to have something away from baseball, and I'm not flashy, and I'm not going to show off, but I think it's something, a way that I can customize my social experience with chess. I've got a lot more to my life than just chess, but I just don't like sharing it because I don't want to be disrespectful, and I like to have a sense of privacy, but chess is an option. My career is an option to be shared. So that's my avenue to be social, which, again, this is great talking chess on a podcast, especially with Garrett. It's great. It's great chatting with you also too. So,
talk a little bit about, if you can, because Joey, you know, I've covered Garrett with the Red Sox for a couple of years now, you really didn't get into it till Ottavino sort of was doing it in the clubhouse, but then you latched on to it. And you also, please tell the Cora story when Alex Cora is walking by. Please tell that, because I'm not going to do it justice. So after you tell the Alex Cora story about playing chess, talk about like how you got into it. And I don't know, and Joey, maybe after hearing it, if it's going to hit home for you or not, because at some point you have to get into the game, right? So Garrett, first of all, the Cora story.
All right, so the story with AC is me and Otto are playing chess in our locker during a rain delay, and we're just obviously just in the middle of a chess game, and AC walks in to kind of give us an update on, you know, what's going on, when the start time's possibly going to be, everything like that. And he walks up to me and Otto, and he looks at the board, and he's just looking at it and talks to us for a couple of seconds about what's going on. And then, you know, Otto looks at him and is just like, so AC, like, do you play chess at all? Like, do you enjoy the game? And AC kind of took a second and looked at us. He goes, every time I cross the line and I give the lineup card, I'm playing chess every night. So we're like, all right.
It's a good line. It's a good line. But you ended up playing with like Ottavino, and then you ended up having a board made. Your wife, I think, made a board for you and all of that. I mean, did you have – Joey, you're nodding your head. Like, how many – did someone make a board for you?
That's a really lovely gift. That's a really nice gift.
Yeah. But Garrett, yeah, when you knew that you were sort of, you know, head first in it, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, Otto really kind of got me into it just because he was asking if anyone on the team knew how to play. I knew how to play, knew where all the pieces moved, but I definitely didn't have any strategy or anything like that. And, you know, come to find out, Otto's studying chess theory and everything like that. And so I'm just blown away by that. But, you know, it was cool. I mean, he whooped me so bad that I was just like, all right, well, you know, I'm a very competitive guy. I wasn't going to let that happen again. So I just went and started studying on my own and started getting better with that. And really just came to appreciate, I mean, like Joey said, you know, it's something that takes your mind off of baseball and that, you know, it still gives you that intellectual, you know, just that intellectual enjoyment, but without having it to be solely about baseball or anything else. And so, you know, it's just kind of a good way to kind of take a step away, but also, you know, enjoy the competitive spirit and also the intellectual aspect of it as well.
How'd you get into it, Joey?
That freeze.
Oh yeah, I'm here. You there?
What's your chance?
There you go. Joey, how did you get into it? Sorry.
I remember playing a buddy of mine, similar to Garrett's experience, where I got waxed and then started playing a bit. This was like 2-ish years ago during the pause in the season in March of 2020. I started playing a bit. And I remember playing and using some of the chess.com lessons and like losing a match and like yelling afterwards, like, ah! And right then and there, I was like, you got two choices, buddy. You can either calm down and keep playing, or you're not allowed to play anymore, sort of thing. But right, I knew that I was hooked because I was emotionally tied to it. So I don't get that way with almost anything. I'm that way with baseball. I react when I perform poorly, but I don't feel like I do that almost. A long time ago, I went on a date with a woman and we were playing Papa Shot and I lost to her and she goes, what's up? What are you going to try? And I go, what do you mean? We're having fun. And she goes, aren't you going to compete? Aren't you angry? And I go, no, I compete for a living. What are you talking about? And she like left right then and there. And I was like, I just rarely get upset about ping pong or any sort of competition like that. But for some reason, baseball does it for me because I care. And I'm finding now chess does it for me. Like last night I had a chess match. And I couldn't solve a pawn chain coming down. And I lost. And he offered me a draw. And I lost because I passed on the draw because I thought I was up a rook. But he was up four pawns. And I was like, I gotta figure out how to problem solve this. Like, if I have to sack something to like, but I have to figure out how to get this checkmate. And I lost. And but that really bothered me, like legitimately bothered me so much so that I had to like make an Instagram story about how sad I am losing that match. Anyways.
It's funny because as you say that, Joey, Garrett is like geeking out. Like he's like, oh, I know. It doesn't that suck when you have the pawns lined up and you give the
pass pawns will piss you off more than a pass ball. I promise you that much.
Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to ask about. So you're on that ride home, and you kind of led right into it. Where, yeah, you know, you're in baseball, you get pissed off when you lose a game and you have that ride home. Are you at the point now with that ride home on the subway? By the way, excellent job of utilizing public transportation. That ride home on the subway feels sort of the same.
No, it's nothing like baseball's been my life. This is more like you know, I kick some litter sort of thing, upset, as opposed to baseball, you know, time in the mirror, questioning, you know, whether or not you're getting the most out of yourself sort of thing. So it's apples and oranges, but I do enjoy it. And most importantly, you know, I mentioned this, I posted something on Instagram today. I don't mean to keep bringing it up.
Oh, it's good.
But the season ends, and if you make the playoffs, great. It's an even higher high. But the season ends, and we usually transition to our own respective communities. And I think players will find, because I'm a good bit older than a lot of my teammates, players will find as they get older, people will have families, leave your city, get married, transition their life in some way. And the old community that you used to have, you're very lucky if you get to keep it. Your friends, your family, the things you're used to. And you leave for 8-9 months. And so I've struggled at times during my career to have a community that feels like baseball a little bit, where I get to be myself, quiet to myself, think about something, work on something, but still be social, be in a group. And I found that chess has given me that while also resting myself, because we have got training responsibilities and, you know, preparation for the upcoming seasons that we're partaking in. So in my experience, I've struggled with that, and this has been a real gift to me. To like, after this, Garrett and I are going to swap profiles, and we're going to play against each other. And I would never work baseball with him. Like, maybe if we're in the same community, same city, or he's in my city or whatever, we would, you know, work together. But like, this is a much more transitory bridge that he and I can share. So, and you can do that playing chess. You can do that with so many people.
That makes me feel good. Number one. That I'm able to sort of, you know, have this. You guys are both great guys. You guys are, and I've known Garrett a little. I just met you, Joey, but I love listening to you. I always love listening to you. And this is what you're bringing up hits home in a lot of ways. One of the ways is, like you said, about that community, that chess community. And you walk into a clubhouse, and I said this about covering baseball, that you can't treat everybody like they grew up in Essex, Massachusetts, where I grew up. Everybody comes from a different place, and everybody has a different personality. So in this chess community that you're going to, what is it, every Monday night? Is that right?
Yeah, I go to a club on Monday nights.
Yeah. Yes, are there personalities there? Like, are there, much like a clubhouse, like, have you get to know people and like, oh, yeah, that guy's a little crazy, or that guy's a lot of fun, or that guy has this personality. Have you, when you have that community, are now the personality is coming out? Where you have these group of people who you look forward to seeing in different ways.
I'm sure in time, but I've only made I only have so many opportunities to attend the tournaments at the club. But you know, I maybe in time I'll figure that out. But, you know, here in the not too distant future, we're going to spring training and I'm going to spend a stretch of time with my teammates and get to know them. So, yeah.
Garrett, what Joey's saying hit home for you? I mean, you've only been in the league now 3 years, but, you know, I would imagine a lot of that, you know, is like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
No, I mean, absolutely. I mean, so I'm from a smaller town. And so, you know, when I leave for, I mean, the 8 or 9 months, you know, I'm leaving my childhood friends and, you know, they understand the life to some point, but there's just some degree that they'll never be able to relate to just from, you know, never being in one place and living out of a suitcase and everything like that. And so, you know, it's definitely something that you have a bond with these people in the clubhouse just because you share life together, you share the same experiences together. And so, I mean, that completely hits home that, you know, it's just a community.
All right. So Joey, in your chess playing ability right now, correlate where it would be in terms of where your baseball career was. Like, where are you at? It can be rookie ball, it can be AAA, it can be third year in the majors. Where are you at?
So right before, when I was 16, I played on a travel ball team and we played like 70 games. Probably the like house league / rep team I played before that, I'd say that's about where I'm at. I'm getting to know the game, but I'm not. I lack usable skill. So I'm.
What's your go-to? What are you good at? What's your strength?
Getting the pieces out. I can get the pieces out. You have to activate your pieces. So I'm okay at that, but that can cause problems too.
How about you, Garrett? Garrett, how about you? What's your strength?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, I have to agree. Like, I've studied a lot of the openings and everything, but middle game is where I tend to struggle. I'm trying to learn a little bit of the theory and like the different pathways that you can go after your openings, and you know, whether you're doing a defense or an actual opening from, you know, the white pieces. But yeah, I mean, I've got to say, I'm very, very early on trying to get to Ottavino's status level. That's for sure.
Hmm. Now, Joey, like, I want you to play Ottavino. Like, he keeps bringing up Ottavino. I want you to play him. Let's go.
Maybe one day he's. I've played him plenty with his arm, and he's a handful there too. So.
Yeah. So let's geek it out. Okay, what's the open? What's the go-to open? If you guys are going to, like, have this verbal sort of chess match right now, you have the pieces set up. Joey, you got the first move. What are you going with? And Garrett, how are you going to defend it?
Oh, this is, I mean, this is quite on the spot. I mean, I usually, if I'm playing white, I go e4.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so if I'm black, I either set up a Caro Kann defense or I do kind of like appearance defense. So I just kind of like, I don't really go for anything particular depending on what they're playing. I typically just kind of go with my strength. But if I'm going white, I typically try and run the London system. So,
Joey, I hope you
I'm
know
terrible at like,
you know what I the one thing that I've noticed that has been a really fun experience going to these chess tournaments is like you have to do a notation and you have to learn the skill of notation because you have to hand in your paperwork at the end of every match. So I've had to learn how to take notes. And what I found is the you know, a lot of people have watched the Queen's Gambit, so they get what I'm about to describe, but learning the notation actually helps you visualize better, in my opinion, because you start to get familiarize yourself with the board. You have to think, was that D or was that E sort of thing? And you can check the board, but sometimes the board doesn't actually have it. And then you have to like, what's the word? You have to just get more comfortable with the board's coordinates. So I've really enjoyed doing the notation. And it's something I plan on practicing. Garrett, do you do it?
I don't. So I'm terrible with that. Like, I mean, after the matches in chess.com, I'll go back and look at like the self-analysis.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, so I'll look over that. But I've never actually sat down and done my self-notations.
I started doing when I realized I had to do them at the tournaments and I want to get them correct. I started doing notation with my matches on chess.com. So like, I found that helped teach me pretty quickly because there's some moments where you've got two knights in one place in roughly the same place. And, you know, you like yesterday, for example, I have a buddy of mine who's a grandmaster who showed up to lend support at the tournament. And he just coming by and wanted to see how I was doing. And he described like, if your partner, for example, wants you to write notation in a specific way, you have to coordinate those two. And I didn't know that. So I'm just always learning as I go. And I find it, again, challenging me from the visualization side. So, but so I don't think it's much different from hitting in terms of like, if I know your repertoire, I can visualize what it's going to look like roughly. So, yeah.
Well, do you think, let me ask you the last, and Joey, I do want to ask you one quick question. I know you got to get going, but about the Hall of Fame, but last quick question for each of you and start with Joey. Like you said that you correlated it with hitting. Do you think in any way like this, the concentration of this, the exercise of chess will help you in, I mean, even in a 5% way when it comes to playing baseball this year?
No.
Okay. Fair. All right. No. Fair enough.
No. I bet you my like turkey sandwich will help me more than chess this year. And if anything helps me 5%, then wow, sign me up sort of thing within the rules, right?
Well, it'll help you pass the time. Garrett, now don't be swayed by his answer. For you, has it helped you at all?
I have to agree. It doesn't really help, but I mean, kind of what we said earlier, it takes the brain away from having to constantly think about baseball. And it's just a nice kind of, you know, it still stimulates the intellectual, you know, being of you, but it doesn't, like, there's nothing really that physically correlates with, like, you know, me learning chess theory is not going to help me throw my sinker any better. So I mean,
yeah, it's hard. You've got this telephone with you all the time, and the choice is not picking it up, just leaving with you, or leaving it on your elsewhere on your person, whatever. Or if you do opt to pick it up, what applications are you going to use? And a lot of the applications we opt into can add stress. Instagram, Twitter, any sort of social media. Okay, remove those. YouTube, maybe there's Red Sox stuff. Maybe there's Red stuff. Maybe you go on Spotify and you happen to cross paths with your podcast and you're crushing both of us. So we don't want to deal with that before the game. We want to just take our mind off of everything associated with other people's opinions on us or the pressure. Because there's just by being aware of what we do adds pressure. The more we can remove, everything but the game, I think the more that serves us in terms of reducing our stress level, lowering the pressure we feel, and just being able to compete. And so with that being said, I opt into my chess app because I feel like it takes my mind off of things. It's sedentary, so I don't have to move too much. It's not too loud. It's not the only thing that I struggle with when it comes to it is like the tilt of my neck. My neck can get tight if I don't. So I try to like sit in such a way where I've got good posture, but then you have to hold your arms up and that fatigues your arms and your hands. So it's like I'm trying to figure out a way to actually have one of these things right here. It's a DGT Centaur. It's a computer board game that plays against you. I find I don't have to like crouch over too much, and there's not too much holding with my hand. So these are all variables that I think about before a game because we play every day. So,
it's good stuff, man. Like,
conversation right now. This is wild. Garrett, go ahead. What were you saying? Sorry.
No, I mean, interrupted. That sums it up perfectly. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly it. You've got all these distractions that you can either opt to look at and opt to put in your brain, and that's, you know, going to take you away from what you're thinking about when you're actually at work, or you can, you know, dive into something that, you know, is, you know, stimulating your brain, but also giving it a chance to rest and think about something else.
All right. Well, I know you're going to get going, Joey, but it's today's Hall of Fame day, and I will vote for you for the Hall of Fame whenever that time comes. When this day comes around, you know, this is a cliche question, but it's a question. You know, do you think about the Hall of Fame? Is this like, are you one of these guys who thinks about it, or you'll say, I'll cross that path when I get to it?
It's similar to what I was describing with the apps, the distraction, the stress, the pressure. I'm in a place where I still have the opportunity to compete. I love my craft. I love the challenge. I have the good fortune of competing at the highest level, something I've wanted to do from when I was a little boy. I have the opportunity to support my communities. I get, as a public figure, to be able to support them in my own way that excites kids when I interact or helps people. So I have so many things that I'm grateful for, and so many reasons not to even think about anything beyond today. I want to play well. I think everybody that puts a uniform on, whether they want to put the effort in or they don't, I think they're signing up to play well. They want to succeed. They want to take from someone else. They want to take from their competition. I still crave that. And I'm not down the road yet. I can only focus on this right here, right now, on today. And so, you know, if I make the mistake of getting too far ahead of myself and thinking about the Hall of Fame, shame on me. Shame on it. You know, it's and who says life would be better if that happens? You know, in what way would my life be better if that happens? It would be a tremendous honor, of course, but my life is better by taking care of right here, right now. And if I every time I've gotten ahead of myself in any way, I've always been punished for it. So I try to stay present. And that's not even this season. That's this, how do I get myself prepared for, you know, day by day. So, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, my life has been better the last half hour. I appreciate it. I really do. I hope you enjoy.
It feels like an hour. It's just, it feels like it's a 90 plus 30 time control.
Listen, a lot of baseball isn't boring gear is coming your way because you guys have earned it. So I appreciate you talking, going a little outside the boundaries of baseball to talk about something that I find fascinating. You guys have made it even more fascinating, as you always do with everything. So thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Nice meeting you, Garrett. Awesome. That was fun. Thank you.
Pleasure for meeting you, Joey, and thanks for having us on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!